expenditure limit for certain public improvement requiring competitive bids. Senator Dugard.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dennis Dugard, Senator from District 9. Senate Bill 169 is a bill to increase the, it's a bill I should say is brought on behalf of the Associated General Contractors building chapter. Is a bill to increase the dollar amount below which a public body need not solicit bids, but simply could go out and enter into a contract. And as you can see from the language, it's limited to building projects, either new construction or remodeling or rebuilding or additions. The way the bill is written, it does not change the dollar limitations for equipment. It does not change the dollar limitations for other kinds of construction. It's limited to buildings. Larry Zickman of the building chapter is here to testify, as are some others, and I hope you will give consideration to this bill. I want to say from the outset that although one could say inflation is a factor, it's only a factor. Certainly the amount of $25,000 that what $25,000 would buy in 92 isn't what it would buy today, although the essence of the argument is more than that. It is more what will $50,000 buy in terms of a building, and I think the answer is not much. And so the question is, when you are dealing with what is in residential or commercial construction, a pretty small building, do we want to require that our public bodies go to the degree of obtaining an architect, getting drawings drawn and bid specifications put into a bid document, having the advertising and going through this whole process for what is, I think in most people's estimation, a relatively small project? So that is the essence of the argument. I'll leave it to Mr. Zickman, who will, I'm sure, as well as others, be better able to answer questions, if I may.
Thank you, Senator. Are there questions? If not, further proponents? Senator Bitter.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm speaking as a former mayor of Hill City, and what this did in 1992 when we went to 25,000, it was a tremendous asset to be able to work within those limits. Now I think the time has come to go ahead and go to 50,000, because I think escalating costs and enormous building projects that's going on, it saves the city council a lot of money, and it saves a lot of heartache, and it saves a lot of time to be able to do this, because they usually make good judgments within that. So with that in mind, I just wanted to short and brief tell you that I think it would be a great asset for the municipalities. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Say, let me just not that, but one Senate Bill 165 that provides the incentives for development of certain commercial small power production facilities. We have deferred that bill, and just in case we jumped over it, somebody wasn't here when I said that, they're still working on some things to see what they want to do. But so anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. But
that's
any
fine.
Questions, Senator Vitter? But thank you, Drew, very much. Further proponents?
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Larry Zickman. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Associated General Contractors Building Chapter and also the Registered Lobbyist for the AGC Building Chapter. I want to make a couple of comments. First of all, I think that the state of South Dakota is very fortunate to have the commercial construction and the commercial contractors that you have in the state, along with the subcontractors. You have an excellent group of commercial contractors and subcontractors, and I think you need to be very proud of the people that who do all the work for you in the state of South Dakota. Also, I'd like to introduce, I hope I don't skip anybody here, but our president is here, Mr. Vic Brownell. He's behind me here from Gray Construction from Watertown. Mr. Jim Skull, who you'll be hearing from shortly, from Jim Skull Construction in Rapid City. Mr. Jim Benning, who's from Ainsworth Benning and Spearfish. You can say this is kind of AGC day here. Mr. Bob Litz, who is one of our subcontractors, and he's from Sioux Falls Framing in Sioux Falls. And I hope I didn't skip anybody since I got up here, but these are a great group of people. We have more people coming in today on some things that we need to do with the legislature and some other things. Senate Bill 169 is a pretty straightforward bill, which is intended to help building, construction, contractors, school systems, city and county governments, and taxpayers. Since SDCL 518.3, which is established that any public improvement project over a certain amount was changed in 1992, it changed it, like Senator Vitter said, from 25 to up to 25,000. Inflation, like everything else, takes hold, and it's time to change things. And we just feel like it's time to change this and increase it from 25 to 50,000. Our attorney, Greg Beers, could not be here today. He's from the law firm of Friedberg, Rudolph & Nelson. He couldn't be here because of illness, but his assistant, Mr. Larry Nelson, who will represent him today in any legal questions for the bill. And it's a straightforward bill. We just feel like it's time to move this thing forward and increase the amount from 25 to 50,000. And we ask you to pass the bill out of the committee today and submit it to the Senate floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Are there questions of Larry? If not, thank you very much, Larry. Sure. Appreciate it. Further proponents?
Committee and Chairman, I'd just like to say that on behalf of a contractor working in the field.
Could you identify yourself, please?
My name is Jim Skull, Skull Construction, Rapid City.
Thank you.
In our region, I would find it challenging to come up with a job, I guess, right at the moment, that's under $50,000. We're just not seeing those. I would suggest that public entities are already packaging their projects due to the time constraint and the cost of going out and advertising and putting the package together. They're already packaging in entities larger than $50,000. So I think that this would be a good bill to pass. I also would like to point out that the current bonding laws require a $50,000 project. That's where the limit is now. So it would bring it in line with the requirements for bonding that are now in place by the state. Any questions?
Thank you, Jim, very much. We appreciate it. Questions? If not, thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 169.
I'm Jim Keyes of the Highway Chapter of the AGC of South Dakota. I'm taking a risk because the distinguished Senator Evers has just warned me that you can overkill a bill. So
she's absolutely right. I'll
that's
tell you
a
that.
Little scary, but I just wanted to offer a me too to support the building chapter and to support the language that's currently in here. The building chapter legislative committee was kind enough to meet with the corresponding committee from the highway chapter, and we agreed that although the time has come to increase this limit to 50,000 because of the increased size of the projects and under building construction with increased mechanical work and electrical work that has escalated the cost, there continue to be a number of small projects within the highway heavy utilities area that still demand that we continue with competitive construction under those limits, and so we would prefer that this stay at $25,000 for all other construction. But we understand the problem within the building construction area. We do support this and ask you to pass it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Jim. Any questions of Jim? If not, thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 169? If not, are there opponents of Senate Bill 169? Seeing none, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 169. Senator Sutton.
I'll move do pass on Senate Bill 169.
Senator Sutton moved to do pass on 169, seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 169 going to the floor with do pass, vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Paul?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Whitey?
Aye.
Newgard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 169 will go to the floor. We're going to jump down to accommodate Senator Everest here on Senate Bill 201 to revise certain provisions regarding